For Mesa City Council's Monday, May 3rd, 2010. I am Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it is a privilege and an honor for me to serve and to conduct this meeting this evening. We'll begin with an invocation by Pastor Otley W. Holmes, Jr. of the Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church. And after Pastor Holmes, we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Danson Brinkerhoff from Troop 385, Boy Scouts. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge. Pastor Holmes.
Good evening. Let us pray. Father, once again, you have allowed us to gather in your presence. We call upon you this evening, Lord, for you know the task at hand. You know the obstacles that this august body faces. We ask now, Lord, that you would just grant the wisdom that only you can, that, Lord, they would lead this city in such a special way, Lord, that everything will be honoring and glorifying unto your name. Father, we just come to praise you tonight. We ask this all in Jesus' name, for his name's sake. Amen.
Amen.
Will you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Please be seated. During the city council meetings, we like to recognize important events and important activities within our city. Last time we talked about volunteers, and we've talked about students and Miss Rodeo, and these things are all important in our communities, and there's no small achievement. We need to celebrate all of our successes, and I hope we do. This month is something that that is important simply because of the role it's played in our community just recently. And that's, believe it or not, motorcycles. Motorcycles are always important, but they've especially become essential as we've now developed quite a following on Main Street, especially when we have our motorcycles on Main, which has become a big gathering point, a gathering place, and a way that Main Street and downtown Mesa have seen some increased activities. And we love having our motorcycle riders downtown. We also enjoy some of the activities that go on around Mesa. Like a couple weeks ago, I had the opportunity to go to the Torch Ride. Over 2,000 riders riding from Chester's there on South Country Club through Mesa. And the economic activity they bring into our city, and also just the fact that there's a lot of old fat guys like me who ride old motorcycles makes them very important. So in relation to this, we've issued a proclamation for Motorcycle Awareness and Celebration Month. And this talks about my proclamation talks about motorcycle riding being a popular form of efficient transportation and recreation for thousands of people in Arizona. The Mesa community celebrates motorcycle and recreation experience provided to riders. The effect that Mesa Downtown Events has by creating the Motorcycles on Main event every first Friday in downtown Mesa. This Friday is the first Friday. Please come. Provide a community experience for motorcycles, and that I hope that all vehicles are, all drivers are aware of motorcycles, the fact that they have just as much right on the road as you do, and that we're especially cognizant of the fact that they're there. Sometimes they're hard to see, but they're there. And that we have also, whereas the American Brotherhood and Aim Toward Education, or ABATE, of Arizona is an organization that is actively promoting the safe operation, increased rider training, and increased motorist awareness of motorcycles, and to honor motorcyclists' many contributions to the communities in which we live and ride. It is my privilege as mayor to recognize the month of May 2010 as Motorcycle Awareness and Celebration Month. And I'd like to invite Margie Ferrucci of American Brotherhood Aimed Toward Education and John Richards of Motorcycles on Main. If you'd come down, please.
Here. Hold your proclamations up. Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Consent agenda will be read in by Kevin Christopher. Before we get going, I'd like to excuse the Vice Mayor. I forgot to do that. Vice Mayor's out of town and may or may not be joining us by phone. Looks like right now we haven't been able to make a connection, but he may chime in here if needs be. So I'd like to excuse the Vice Mayor who's out of town. Kevin.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on recommendation from the Judicial Advisory Board for reappointment of Magistrate Michelle Liu Sang for a four-year term beginning July 1st, 2010. Item 3B, act on recommendation from the Judicial Advisory Board for reappointment of Magistrate Elizabeth Ariola for a four-year term beginning July 1st, 2010. Items 6A, 6B, and 6C have been tabled. Item 7A, act on liquor license for Gilbert Historical Society Incorporated for a two-day charitable event on May 15th and June 19th, 3440 South Hawes Road. Item 7B, act on liquor license for Ultimate Imaginations Incorporated, one-day event on May 14th, 270 West Main Street. Item 8A, act on contract to purchase new electronic patient care record system. Item 8B, act on contract to purchase one replacement road hazard response truck. Item 8C, act on contract to purchase replacement server infrastructure equipment. Item 8D, act on contract to purchase paint for transportation department. Item 8E, act on contract for two-month extension of term contract for tires for warehouse. Item 8F, act on contract for Lindsay Booster Pump Station grouting operation, Adobe Road east of Lindsay Road, funding available in the fiscal year 09-10 Water Bond Capital Program. Item 8G, act on contract for electrical upgrades at City Well 18, 19, 15, and 20, and Falcon Well 14, funding available from the tentative fiscal year 10-11 Water Bond Capital Program. Item 8H, act on contract to expand Highland Pump Station Number 1, funding available from the tentative fiscal year 10-11 Water Bond Capital Program. Item 9A, introduction of ordinance amending the Mesa Tax Code as a result of adoption of changes to Model City Tax Code. Item 10A, act on resolution supporting the grant application by the Child Crisis Center to the Akchin Indian Community. Item 10B, act on resolution supporting the grant application by the Child Crisis Center to the Gila River Indian Community. Item 10C, act on resolution supporting the grant application by Paz de Cristo to the Akchin Indian Community. Item 10D, act on resolution approving underground pipeline easement to Transwestern Pipeline Company. Item 10E, act on resolution approving an agreement with Governor's Office of Highway Safety to secure grant funds for police departments' impaired driving enforcement programs. Item 10F, act on resolution approving intergovernmental agreement with Arizona Game and Fish for stocking fish for Mesa's urban fishing lakes. Item 10G, act on resolution approving lease with Downtown Mesa Association for a city facility located at 100 North Center Street. Item 10H, act on resolution approving Second Amendment to Development Agreement with Pinnacle Holdings, LLC for road construction of McKellops and Ellsworth Roads. Item 11A, act on ordinance amending Title I, Chapter 20 of Mesa City Code related to easements and dedicated rights-of-way. Item 11B, act on ordinance regarding Z10-08, 502 South Dobson Road, Suite 3 for operation of a pool hall. Item 11C, act on ordinance regarding Z10-09, 7825 East Paloma Avenue for development of a construction yard. And item 11D, act on ordinance regarding Z10-12, 7464 East Main Street for operation of school within a commercial zoning district. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a council member wishes to remove from the consent agenda? Okay, I have one item here that a citizen does not wish to remove, but wish to chime in on. That's item 10G. Mr. Freddie Curry of the Downtown Mesa Association submitted a card saying he was in support of that item. Did you receive any other cards, Ms. Crocker?
No additional cards,
okay. Ma'am. Any discussion? I have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilman Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Summers. Please vote. And we wait. Councilmember Jones isn't joining us. Do, do, do. Electronics are wonderful. Why don't we do this? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any oppose? Oh, boy.
See?
I'm glad you all voted in. We are. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative with Councilmember Jones not present. The consent agenda passes. Next item on the agenda is a public hearing on the proposed CDBG home. Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're right. Exactly. Thank you, Mr. Brady. We would like to recognize one of our magistrates, Michelle Lusang. Michelle, thank you so very much. Let's give Michelle. She wants to. Thank you so very much. Magistrate Elizabeth Ariola could not be here with us this evening. Michelle, thank you so very much, and congratulations on your reappointment and on a job well done. We appreciate your service. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I got all flustered when the voting machine just went down. I just didn't know what to do with myself, so I apologize for that. Now, the next item on the agenda is item 4, conduct a public hearing on the proposed CDBG Home ESG Annual Action Plan for fiscal year 2010-2011. The five-year consolidated plan for fiscal year 2010-2014, and the analysis of impediments to fair housing. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests? We do have a request to speak on this. I'm sorry. We have one request from Mr. John Smith. Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith, please restate your name and your address for the record, and you have 3 minutes, sir. Thank you.
John Smith. My offices are located at 251 West Main here right in downtown. Actually, I wanted to address item 5C, the approving and authorizing, but I was recommended to speak at this time. Housing Our Communities is a private nonprofit that has been working with you. Some of you that have less hair and maybe as gray as mine remember us as Housing for Mesa when we first started out in 1988. We changed our name in this past decade, because we saw ourselves as serving the community, not just Mesa. And we're proud to state that of what we've achieved and what you've approved over the last 22 years. We are the largest producer for first-time homebuyers across Maricopa County. We have a coalition of 14 nonprofits that HOC was selected to be the first administrator for. HOC produces 63% of the first-time homebuyers across Maricopa County out of that coalition. We're proud of those families and those individuals that come to us and seek the education that we provide, the counseling, the guidance, the financial skill training. Now, not everyone receives financial aid, even those that qualify, because our job is to make it a sustainable program. And sometimes those families, even though they may qualify, they can go out and buy on their own, especially under the conditions we have of our market now. Just in the last cycle that we've recorded, there were 160 first-time homeowners that chose to put down their roots in Mesa, 24 of them in District 1, 29 in District 2, 23 in District 3, 23 in District 4, 29 in District 5, and 32 in District 6. We're proud of their success. Now, here's the other side. We have a foreclosure every 1,606 days, which means we have a foreclosure every 4.4 years, while we produce a homeowner every 2.5 days. There's a lot to be said for education and training, and there's a lot to be said for financial commitment of this council to home ownership. We're proud that that mission that we have together is to strengthen families and individuals and neighborhoods and to develop quality and sustainable home ownership. We're stewards for our community. We're stewards for you, and you entrust us with those funds to spend wisely. And we're, in essence, part of your front desk outside the offices of the City of Mesa and outside the council chambers. We have a crisis on our hand in the housing market, but we believe that every time there's a crisis, that creates an opportunity. We have an opportunity to grasp that and move forward and create and provide more for families, or we can stay constant and not do that. We don't operate in isolation. We operate with you. You're our partner. And we want to thank you for your support over the last 22 years. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Smith, for the great work you do in our community. We appreciate it. Any other questions or comments from the council? There being none, I declare the public hearing closed. Next item on the agenda is item 5. We have 6 items, which we will entertain with a single motion and vote. All these are resolutions related to approving and authorizing city manager to proceed with applications to the Department of Housing and Urban Development for the 2010-11 funding for nonprofit organization projects through the Community Development Grant Program, 5A. Application with HUD for 2010-11 for the city department projects through the Community Development Block Grant Program in 5B. 5C is approving and authorizing city manager to proceed with application to HUD for fiscal year 2010-11 funding for nonprofit organization projects through the Home Investment Partnerships Program. Item 5D is approving the city manager to proceed with HUD application for 2010-11 city department projects through the Home Investment Partnerships Program. 5E is once again approving the city manager to proceed with application to HUD for 2010-11 funding to the Emergency Shelter Grant Program. And 5F is approval to the city manager to approve the City of Mesa Annual Action Plan for 2010 and 11, the 5-year consolidated plan for fiscal years 2010 through 2014, and the analysis of impediments to fair housing. I think that's all of them. I have a motion to approve items 5A and 5F from Councilmember Richens. I have a second from Councilmember Summers. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative with Councilmember Jones absent. Items 5A through 5F are approved. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
There being none, I have a motion to adjourn for Councilmember Summers, second from Councilmember Fenter. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. We're adjourned. Go Suns.